Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, PhD graduate in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 9th, 1976, the Advocate newspaper paid tribute to the Women's Self-Help Association by commemorating its 69th anniversary. Founded in 1907 by Miss Nellie Manning, the Women's Self-Help Association will later have the honor of having Lady Gilbert Carter, wife of the Governor of Barbados, Sir Gilbert Carter, as its patroness. The aim of the Women's Self-Help Association was to stimulate and encourage the production of native crafts and to provide work and financing for mothers in need. One of its first tasks was to train workers, namely women, to recognize good materials and maintain high standards of workmanship. Later known as the Self-Help, though its first meetings were held in the home of its founder, Nellie Manning, its first office was situated on McGregor Street, from where, on March 12, 1918, it moved to a building on Broad Street. In its sales room could be found an assortment of photographs, lace embroidery, fancy needlework, homemade jellies, cakes and pies, at remarkably low prices. In 1913, Albert Alves of the Pan American Union labeled the association a quote, splendid example of benevolence. Though some working class Barbadians will later benefit from the association, for decades it was an instrument for the benefit of the white elite and upper class black Barbadian women. In 1920, women's rights activist Maria Morawski wrote critically that, quote, the members of these organizations occupy their time reading sentimental colonial novels, eating ice cream, and selling their old jewelry, since it is considered less humiliating by Barbadian gentlewomen than clerical work, unquote. Nonetheless, on August 17, 1944, an act was passed in the House of Assembly to incorporate its Committee of Management, and in 1968, it implemented a $5 annual subscription for members, as well as a 20% commission on all sales. From Mrs. Sylvia Hutchison to Mrs. Inez Weatherhead, each of whom served for years on its committees, to its bookkeeper, Miss Enid Ferguson, and the reef maker, Emerson Ifill, these members all served the association ably. Although the Women's Self-Help Association faced its share of criticism, its service to the burgeoning tourism industry and longevity gives it significant historical value. The Women's Self-Help Association closed its doors for the final time in 2011.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.